Wait, you piss inside them?
No. No, just when you're going for a piss.
What, so you orgasm when you piss? I don't understand what you're saying at all, mate.
No,
I haven't got a fucking clue.
No, basically. Welcome to the finale of Waffling, boys and girls. We have a very, very special guest, and his name is Jack. Joseph!
Hey! It's a fucking mazza.
It's a mazzaline. We've got Malfoy.
Oh yeah, I was just thinking, I look very Super Saiyan.
You look sexual. Right, and why actually want to start
what
off
about
this?
Me?
Oh.
I actually think Luke's jacket looks quite nice, but...
It does look pang.
He does look
good colour scheme. The watch and the old...
I messaged you a while ago saying, where did you get... You were wearing a jacket.
Yeah,
like
the blue version, yeah.
Mershka?
No, Pull&Bear.
So. All right, take notes, you absolute sex devils. Well, I've got this interesting question.
Go on, then.
Right, it's an idea I've actually been thinking of all week leading up to this episode. And it's this concept around, like, not multiple personality disorder, but just, like, having multiple people in your head. And it was when I saw your TikToks for the first time that I was like, I feel like I'm not the only one. And what I mean by that,
both
right?
Crazy.
No, what I mean by that is that those people that you portray in your videos,
right?
Where do they come from? Like, are they people that are inside your head, or are they based on someone else?
That's a fucking weird question.
that's a deep one.
That's deep. I'd say it's like a multiplication of both. I'd say I take a lot of inspiration from the people around me, first of all.
Okay.
But then it's also like, it's also a bit of my personality as well, mixed in there.
Yeah, because I was seeing, like, obviously your new character, the psychic reader.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the spiritual world.
See, that's a funny, that one, I've got a story about that one. So my mum actually went to a psychic reading the week before, and it was like all recorded and shit. So I heard it, and I like took inspiration from that, really.
Funny you say that, actually, because this self...
What's this attack out of nowhere? Go on, this guy,
in his head, he goes to us the other day, today he goes, he's within Waffling episode.
I just felt
he's taking the psychic reading because
I was
of me.
Like, that spiritual world, there are individuals that, granted, do take the piss and, like, try and sell bullshit.
Oh what, do you believe...
Oh, no, he's magic. No, he fully believes magic.
I don't believe.
When he watches your videos, he's offended.
Right? I wouldn't go that far.
One of us.
Look, shut your mouth. I think, right, personally, obviously, we all know that I believe in the spiritual realm.
Okay?
But, obviously, these individuals that take the piss and try to, you know, sell readings and say, oh, yeah, I'm speaking to your dad or whatever.
Every single one of them.
No.
I think it might be.
No. Right, basically.
Yeah! A companion!
Look, no, there are some cases where that has been proven that it can't be faked.
Yeah, examples.
You never come with examples.
We need some examples.
Okay, I've just seen online...
Oh, the Daily
mate,
Mirror.
There's been people that have been helped, like, criminal cases from, like, psychics and ting.
So do you believe in ghosts and shit?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yes, mate, the spiritual realm is a thing.
Do you both believe in ghosts?
No, I've not ever been proven that they exist. No one said, you know what, Theo? Here is a ghost.
Yeah.
And I go, where?
You know what? So my house is, like, old as shit, right?
Mm.
And we actually had one of these people come into my house. It was like a psychic, spiritual reading kind of woman. And to be fair, like, she come out with some shit that was very, very relatable. So she walks in my room and she starts going...
The ghost is strangling me.
No. Listen, right?
Stop.
And she was like, right, I see a man. He's wearing glasses. He's with, like, this dog. And it's a collie and his chest is hurting. And she's like, I've got to get out of here. My chest is fucked, mate. So
well, like she was feeling.
Yeah, so she's going... And she was like, I've got to get out of this fucker. And then... she gave an accurate as fuck description of my granddad and his dog, and he did die of a chest infection.
There you go.
What?
Confirmed.
But this is what I think, right? They always go for the, they felt something in their chest, because the majority of people die from that shit, right? Heart attack, lungs, liver.
That's very true.
Totally. I think, look, those people, there's certain elements where it could be like crookery, but to, like, do you believe in that there is
other beings?
What, you think it's just us?
Other beings? Like aliens?
It's aliens, but as in, like, we could only see, like, so visible light, and then you have, like, UV light. There's other realms of, like, even sight, like, that we can't see.
Yeah, do you know what? Do you know what? This, my theory, right, is that everything...
Energy can't be created or destroyed either, Theo.
Is that true?
Yeah, but that's,
I think it's just infinitely bigger and smaller. Like, you know, when we look through a microscope, we see, like, fucking little things.
Yeah.
They, if they look into a microscope, they see even littler things.
Like Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it goes infinitely smaller, infinitely bigger.
Yeah.
So, I guess anything's
possible.
Do
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What, so you think now that that's not necessarily backing up what you believe in, though?
Well, I don't know.
You just described biology there, really.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Is it? But, no, I just thought it was something that I think I'm going to ask any guest we have on. Should have asked Hasbulla. But,
what do you reckon he would have said?
Because in Islam, right, so the spiritual world, right, is not just like, okay, people that have died and now they're all like ghosts. Like, there's non-physical beings that they, I believe, I'm not
so
as clued
up. So are you
up,
religious?
But, no, not really.
Fair play.
You know what, you would have thought, like, with all the shit you come out with,
yeah,
like, you are a little bit religious.
I got religious vibes from that. Do you believe in the aliens? Do you believe in aliens?
Oh, surely!
Yeah,
do you?
Mate, we are a concoction of fucking, like, what is it, like, iron and fucking magnesium and shit.
Calcium.
Like, what are the possibilities that it just all spunks together and it creates a human, like, evolution-wise. Somewhere on another planet, that little bit of spunk is somewhere out there, and then it turns into humans eventually. I don't think they're, like, humans. They could be, like dogs.
Well, yeah.
Animals.
They've got to be beings of some kind.
Also, they're two very different things, believing in ghosts and extraterrestrials, because one is a lot more like plausible than the other.
In your opinion?
No. Scientifically.
But surely, like...
One is more plausible.
If you're a ghost, it's getting boring.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to live forever.
Think about it, they live forever.
Elon Musk is trying to... He came out and said it is going to be viable to... He thinks he's going to figure out how to live forever.
Reverse
aging. Would you? That's an interesting question. Would you want to live forever, or do you think that's something you just shouldn't temper with?
Because then the whole world would be fucked, wouldn't it? So how many people are there?
Eight billion.
It's gonna keep reproducing. The world's gonna be full. And also, who wants to live forever? You're just going to have to go through pain after pain after pain. Do you know
how long would you want to live for? Because I wouldn't mind living for like a few hundred years to see what's up in like a couple hundred years. But like, when do you call it a day? If you had it your way, when would you call it a day? Because at one point you'd have to say, you know what, enough's enough. I need to die.
But it depends, really. Like, if I get to about 80 and I can't walk, I think.
But if your aging slows down.
Oh, right.
If you stay that age forever.
Say, for example, you're an elf.
An elf.
You're like.
Do I have like powers and shit?
Say you're Legolas. You're elf. What? Okay. Legolas in Lord of the Rings. You're like a thousand years old, and you're still moving like a 40 year old.
Yeah.
Are you doing it?
What, it's just cutting about for age 40. Surely. I mean, it depends. I think it's whether you feel like you've got a purpose.
That's it. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like if you're just cutting about, and I mean, some people even with the lifespan that they have just feel like I've got no reason to be here. I know that sounds deep, but it's true. So why would you want to continue that? Whereas if you feel like you're thriving and you're like literally getting so much out of existing, surely you just want to maintain that as long as possible.
But also, it would have to—you'd have to have everyone around you, like coming
that's,
with you.
Yeah,
do you know
that's
what I mean.
What I'm
you'd have to live multiple
you'd have
lives.
You'd have to keep going through like heartbreak, wouldn't you?
Yeah, innit? Like
everyone else would die around you.
Would you want to stay like? Would you stay with the same person for 250 years?
Would you? Would you, Theo?
Like, if
your
if
current girlfriend, 250 years.
Yeah, you could live. Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
Would you know she watches this.
So, are you both surviving?
Yeah.
Or is one of them growing older and you stay the same age?
Okay, so she's growing older, you're staying the same age. What are you doing, lad?
So I'm like 30 and she's like 90.
But you love her soul.
I will love her soul forever.
And she still wants you to smash her on a Friday night.
And eat the bum.
What?
Would you go down on her as a 90-year-old?
Why you gotta make it like that?
No, because you're in a romantic relationship with this woman.
You can't have sex after menopause, though, right?
No, you can. You're just no longer fertile.
It would get better for the woman, some say.
Oh, fair.
Because you wouldn't have to take any contraceptive devices.
So would you? Hmm? Are you smashing her as a 90-year-old?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Well, would you? If your girlfriend was 90?
It comes down to that thing of, like, do you fall in love with the eyes and the soul? Because the eyes never age, right? Or are you just in love with their physical being?
Well, you think at first you lust someone before falling in love, or do you think it's love at first sight?
I believe you get the initial, like, oi, peng ting on my WhatsApp.
On my iPhone 5.
But then the love and extra things, they develop from time. You can't, at first, it's infatuation, I'd say. Like, you can't go, oh, love.
Yeah.
It builds up over time. Would you say you're in love?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Would you say you're in love?
Yeah, I say I am.
Now, you lot, who out of you would like a free case of lovely, delicious beer? You love beer, Bush?
Oh, mate.
Stunning material, right? Now, Beer 52, right, our best friends, are willing to give away to each and every one of you a free case of 8 beers, right? All you have to do is pay the postage of $5.95. Now, Malfoy, what's so good about these beers?
Mate, you know me, I do like a drink, and mm-hmm. I do like my beers. But the one thing about drinking beer on the reg is that you might get bored of the same old beer. You don't get bored with Beer 52.
Why?
Right now, I've got a selection from all over Europe. Croatia, Norway, Sweden, you name it. They've got it. Love the variety.
And what I do want to say is sometimes you just want to sit there on a Wednesday evening and have a nice beer. You don't want to sip on a can of Carling or whatever. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? You want something that is top of the range.
Exactly. And if it's your dad's birthday coming up or something, this could be an easy free present. Well, like, legit. Birthday. Or Malfoy's.
Which it is coming up.
Anyways, to claim this offer, go to beer52.com/waffling. All right, beer52.com/waffling. Waffling.
You also get a free magazine and snacks.
Back on with the show. So you've been in a relationship for quite a long time?
Well, about a year, yeah.
And is it your first proper girlfriend?
I don't know. Like, well, I've had girlfriends before, but like...
Do you think this is different?
Yeah, it's different, yeah. Very different.
I really like how you're getting involved her in your videos a little bit.
That's the sign that it's real.
How does
you're not
she...
wanting to hide her away.
Yeah, well, the thing is, we do it behind the camera, but... Like, I think she wants to keep her life fairly quiet, so she doesn't get in front of the camera kind of thing.
How many takes do you have to do before she cracks?
Mate, hours. we did one with Stephen Tries the other day. It took about 3 hours to
Why?
Film.
Why?
Because she just kept laughing all the time, yeah. And the thing is, because it's like improv, we just kept adding shit all the time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's not like a set script, so we just kept adding shit, and then we'd laugh at that, and it just takes fucking
ages. Yeah, because when you do your TikToks, like, because it is so off the cuff, it seems like it's so... It's coming from, like improv. Like, you haven't written a script that you're just, like, reciting from. Would you almost prefer to have a script, or do you think working with a script would just fuck you up?
I like having, like, a set idea.
Yeah.
But not a proper script, because it seems more real when it's just off
100%.
Your head.
100%.
I was going to say, it comes across like that. Like, you always, it looks like you have a plan. You know what you want the end goal to be, but how you get there does just come spontaneously.
Well, the thing is, I honestly don't think I can just... I can't sit there at a table. I get distracted, first of all, but I can't sit there and just be, like, writing jokes because it's just not funny. When it's just off the cuff, like, it just comes to your head, just random shit, do you know what I mean?
Mate, 100%. Because I actually used to experiment with that.
I was going to say, what did you do with Dr. Smith and all that?
Mate, that was just roll the camera and see what happens. I knew I wanted to, like, portray the doctor that asked you to take your trousers down and, like, touch your cock.
Oh, you've had a cock experience.
He has, mate, he has.
What happened to your cock?
No. Go on, tell him, Theo, tell him.
Nothing happened to my cock.
Why are you denying it?
Well, nothing, apart from, obviously, the incident last year, but nothing happened to my cock. No doctor's ever touched my cock.
I've had a doctor touch my cock.
It's happened to you?
Yeah.
Can you take your trousers down and then just...
I've had bad doctor experiences.
What? So I'm not the only one.
Mate, I popped my shoulder, right?
He goes, take your trousers
down. No, this is not even a joke, mate. This is literally, I fucked my shoulder, like, probably about 8 months ago. And I was in agony. It dislocated. They popped it back in, but I was still in agony, mate. I went to the doctors and I was like, mate, I need some painkillers. I've not got anything strong enough. And he went, all right, take your trousers down. We're shoving this up your ass.
No, mate, that is literally
the pain coming
when I had my ears pinned back, bruv. He was like, we're going to have to investigate your car. Right, I'm telling you.
It's weird, isn't it?
What did he put up your ass?
It was like a... Is it an...
He
was very persistent. He was like, you... he was like, you probably won't be able to do it, mate, so just bend over. And this is when me and my girlfriend, like, just started dating, literally within a month. And I went, listen, mate, I'm not too comfortable with you pinning my bum, but... And he was like, well, your girlfriend's outside, she can do it for you.
I was like, oh, no.
So let us know in the comments if you ever had anything like this, because, like...
But, yeah, I like, half broke my knob. Like, it wouldn't inflate properly. Like,
inflate?
Yeah, like, the bottom, no, the top...
went in too quick, broke your
knob.
Yeah, firstly, how did we get here? And secondly, what happened?
No, I broke it myself. So I was just, I slapped... It's a very long story.
Make my hand go numb.
In a nutshell, in a very quick nutshell, I got liver failure. And this chemical goes in your body, right? And it makes the inside of your veins itch, and it happens in your knob as well.
Oh,
so it's basically because it's in the veins. You can't itch it, the outside itch doesn't scratch.
Right.
So I grabbed it and just started slapping the side of my leg, and fucked it, mate. Yeah,
my liver failure.
Yeah, liver failure. Jeez. But then I went to the doctors and I was like, oh, fuck my knob, mate. When you walk in with something like that, like, I'm well awkward, socially awkward about shit like that. Like anyone is. But it was quite a cold day, so I was like, oh god, this is well embarrassing. I got to improve somehow. So he whips the curtain back. And I'm like, right, this is my time to shine. So I had a little, you know, just try to extend it a little bit, but without it going, not properly.
What are you doing?
Well, this is the thing. Halfway through, I thought it was going to be like, you're right, mate, right, we're done now. He just whips the curtain back, and I'm just there, fucking more than two fingers, right?
Grow, fuck's sake, grow! I've never been there.
Oh, God.
Awful stuff.
So what did he say? What was the diagnosis? Broken cock?
No, he was just like, oh, it just happens to some people.
It just happens?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's like a restriction of blood flow, I guess, but...
Okay. Mine was the opposite.
It kind of fixes itself.
I've never had a cock problem.
No, I
yes,
guess.
You have.
No, yeah, but not that I've gone to the doctor with. Obviously, the old banjo's gone in that.
Oh, fool.
Yeah, it's a gruesome.
Do you ever have the ball slip inside?
Oh, mate, I'm not being funny. Sorry, I've got really excited by that. Mate, it's happened to me like four or five times
now.
So
many times, mate.
It's happened like on a regular occurrence.
You find it up in your fucking stomach and you have to push it down.
No, mine don't go up to the stomach.
Well, not the stomach, you know what I mean.
But I do have to push it back down.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
I swear, first time it happened, I freaked the fuck out.
So what basically, transsexuals... Wait, no, people that dress up as men, no, women, right?
That's not
a transsexual. That's a transvestite.
Transvestite, yeah.
Correct. Transsexual is someone that
identifies. So that is common practice, right? So what they do is they put their bollocks inside of them and tape it down, and then it looks like they've just not got a cock.
Well, you know, literally all guys were girls when they're in the womb. Everyone had a vagina, then it just unravelled itself.
That's why we've got nipples, isn't it?
Yeah. They're useless.
Oh, how do you pop them back up?
Pop what? No, yeah.
Mate, mine's happening way too often.
Is it an uncomfortable experience?
Is it after you nut?
Yeah.
Oh, is really? It? So it's like you're tensing the contractions. Do you know, right? So something that I learned in school was in order to improve your climaxes, when you go for a wee...
Who taught you this in school?
No. It's while I was at school, I taught myself. So I was Googling how to improve your climaxes. It's like 12-year-old me. Right?
It's a sexual predator.
Basically, when you're weeing, if you stop halfway through the stream and hold it and then let it go and then hold it, like, it trains the muscles and actually makes them more like
it's Kegel training.
Kegel training. Yeah. That rings a bell.
Yeah, it's Kegel training.
Yeah, so you'll have a better climax and stronger rod-ons.
Is this so you can do like...
Where you piss inside them.
No. No, just when you're going for a piss, so when you're training throughout the week, just going for a piss.
What, so you orgasm when you piss? I don't understand what you're saying at all, mate.
No. No, basically, right, so this. So, say you're wanting to improve your climaxes, as in feel it's a better climax. When you spunk, it feels better.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You go for, when you go for piss,
yeah,
like, you hold the piss, as you, so you stop pissing, and then you stop it. And then
pissing
you hold
into the
it.
Toilet, though.
Oh, so this is like training,
yeah, this
yeah,
is
for, the
training
event.
For the event.
It's like gym for your knob.
Yeah, it's like fair. Training camp. And over like 3 or 4 weeks, you'll have like improved
climaxes.
Did
you climaxes.
Try it? Yeah.
At age 12.
Yeah.
Is this why, because you always used to...
And then watermelon's the other thing.
But you used to say that sometimes you would be like laying there having a wank or whatever, and sometimes
in his dad's fan.
Didn't it like hit the wall behind you one time?
Yeah.
Flipping.
It would go in his eyes all the time.
You get distance, mate.
I, along with I think a lot of other boys in their lives, have an issue with like thinking they don't last long enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I think doing Kegel training can really help me to do it, but it's quite hard. Like, I've spoken to a friend who's done it before. They said you actually have to spend like half an hour to an hour every day doing this Kegel training. Like, do you guys ever have like...
Is it purely just through pissing? Or have you
No. It's like, you have to like tense like a certain part of your body. Or when you're, one of the training exercises you have to do, the training exercise, is that you wank and then just before you ejaculate, you stop. And you just have to stop.
What, stop wanking or
stop it altogether? Stop everything,
and then just leave. You
and
don't
then just, and then I think just carry on with your life. Yeah. Ooh.
What's the fucking point in that?
Because it trained your Kegels or something to like. trust me, you should look into it.
There was that geezer on Logan Paul's podcast that was like, I injaculate.
Excuse me.
Right. So basically, instead of like spunking everywhere, gets to that point and then somehow spunks within. And I don't know how that's done, but apparently...
So he's just got, like, spunk running through his veins.
I'm not totally sure how it works. Someone Google it, but, like, yeah, ejaculation apparently is a thing.
Spunks within.
Mm.
I keep seeing these things all over the place, like this no-fapping shit.
No-fap November.
Increases your testosterone, makes you more of an alpha. Do you believe
that? He's a big fan.
So basically, mate, if I wank my drive in, like, life, my fucking... get up my chutzpah, my ability to even like get a rod on during sex, like I'm just desensitized.
I honestly think porn is quite bad.
Yeah,
I think people become desensitized to stuff, mm-hmm. and it makes people want to watch like weirder shit all the time. Do you know
mate,
what I mean?
Definitely.
And I always see,
look at that.
I always see like these serial killers. Like document. No, I'm not even joking. These serial killers always say it started with porn.
Well,
because they're like they become desensitized to everything, and then they're like, "Oh, I want to shag a dead one." Fully, I'm not even joking. Fully.
I mean, I'm not surprised. Like the thing is, right, when you're
when you're so creative.
No. There's another thing about like energy and whatnot. You're exposing yourself to like that. That's not fucking like positive shit. That's whatever you fucking listen to, watch, all that, you're taking that in and watching
subconsciously.
Like, yeah, like, and that can have an effect. And I think porn is like one of the number one things that, yeah, just across the board desensitizes you, makes you like not value women in terms of like you literally see them as just a fucking object almost. Like, and I respect girls, no, but like, do you know what I mean? Like, it actually fucks you, and yeah, so
but do you think at the same time it can like improve your sex life in terms
I think
of
like, it's like,
finding out new things?
Yeah, definitely.
It's like false dopamine though, isn't it? Like, I don't think our bodies are made to watch that shit.
Yeah, I mean, back in caveman times, like...
back in caveman times, surely everyone was just fucking everyone.
Shagging rocks and shit.
Maybe, but that's where like the idea of like, is monogamy actually natural? Or is that
I don't think it is.
Really? So you believe we should all just shag each other?
I think...
Right now.
I don't know. It's only a recent thing, though, isn't it? Even in a lot of parts of the world, it's not like a...
Yeah, people have like multiple wives.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Like in like, is it like Dubai and that? They have like five wives.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in like every other animal kingdom, you have like the male just goes, yeah, just does plant his seed around.
Yeah, and they have like one leader, don't they? Then he.
But we're not animals.
Him. Over the last year, you've like blown up on TikTok, Instagram, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Do you? And now you've got a girlfriend. You've had a. You've been. Were you big when you got?
No. That's the thing. So that's what I like about it.
Do you get girls like throwing themselves at you now?
Well,
like, do you ever get that?
Yeah. I'm a big alpha male, so yeah. Well, it depends really. Like, I don't really get myself in situations where that happens. Like, I don't go clubbing or anything. Like, I think that's the main place where that kind of shit goes down. But no, it's like,
what, the
people are
like?
Fake. Like, people are fake 100%. Like, I'll upload something to my story. Like, the other day I uploaded a picture because Drake messaged me.
Fuck off.
Subtle flex.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, crazy. He follows me on Instagram.
What?
He loves you.
Yeah, he loves that shit. Yeah.
he loves the...
We're not taking the piss.
Drizzy Drake. He loves that Jack shit. Josie.
Yeah, we had a few messages.
You've been messaging Drake.
Do you want to see what I sent him?
Yes.
Oh my God, get it up now?
Wait, so Drizzy Drake just loves...
loves the fucking...
The American... Yeah, that's an American bully.
That's sick.
He's just at home going...
Yeah, just is.
So his first message was, free my guy, you gargantuan bellend.
What? He doesn't...
Wait, just called you a bellend?
No, so one of my quotes on Undercover Fed is, free my guy, you gargantuan bellend.
Oh, okay. So,
he sent you that?
Yeah.
Are you sending fucking voice notes to each other?
And this is my reply.
How do you know the way I feel? You got me losing my mind. Oh. I try to suppress my emotions.
Sorry.
Burst in the fountains.
This goes on for 2 minutes.
So Drake, Drizzy Drake, messages you. And that's how you reply to him.
Yeah.
Wait, is that one of his songs?
Yeah.
Surely...
And I said, watch this space with 100 and a banknote emoji.
Wait, you know what? I bet he loves that. Yeah. I bet he, because he, I think he really understands like British culture, British banter. Like, he follows a lot of the UK guys. And he's, like, he messages Chunks and stuff all the time.
It's crazy.
Like, he will, did he reply to that?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
What did he say?
He liked it and said, shelled that. I don't know what that means.
Shelled.
So smashed it.
Is like, that what it
did
means?
Did good. Like, you, yeah.
Oh, sick, yeah. I was hoping he'd sample that one.
Oh. Can you imagine Jack on
Steve Alper? Mate, imagine. So have you had any other, like, you know, massive celebrities slide in or whatever?
Because Jack Harlow did. Do you know Jack Harlow?
Oh, yeah, I think I do, yeah. Does
yeah.
He? He's American.
I told you long ago.
He's decent. He's a nice lad. But, like, I don't want to be that guy that, like, I want to treat everyone the same. Do you know what I mean? Even though he's Drake, and huge respect to him, I fucking love him. I've been looking up to him for ages. But, like, I don't want to arse-lick him just for the sake of arse-licking him. Do you know what I mean? He gets it enough. Everyone arse-licks him, and everyone's fake with him, right? Mm. So, I'd sing to him.
Mate,
you know what? He does seem like a very, like... I know he's Drake, and he's, like, one of the biggest artists in the entire world. But I do get the impression that, like, he is just, like... a normal guy that loves normal stuff like anyone else.
Anyone that's really made it to the top, if you're putting on some like act of like being like a diva and a wanker, anyone at that level is probably just like sound and just normal.
Would you like being that famous though?
Oh man, I don't think I could cope with
that.
Because do you reckon it might ever get to a point where you're like, hang on, because obviously, you know, you're getting recognised and whatnot. I'm sure like wherever you go, there's like someone bothering you, even on like dates and whatnot.
Mm.
Do you think, like, how do you deal with that?
Mate, to be fair, like, I'm at a point where, like, I love it. Like, it's new. It's fairly... There are some wankers, obviously. Mm. Like, you get wankers. But, like, I mean, I'm all for it. I guess for you guys, like, you've had it a while. I guess it probably could get a bit annoying when you're out all the time and you're just getting bothered. But, like, I'm all for it at this point.
I've been listening to Will Smith's autobiography, and he talks about his... rise to being famous. Obviously, it's completely... We're not Will Smith, do you know what I mean? But, like, it's you can relate it to the same thing. He was talking about becoming famous is one of the best things you will ever have happen to you. Like, it's the most fun you'll ever get.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas being famous has its ups and downs.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
Becoming not famous is the worst thing that can ever happen to you. Yeah, and he talks about it in a way, and I was like, fuck.
When you're not relevant anymore.
Yeah.
That would be... Yeah, that's the thing.
And even Will Smith has had that in a point in his life where he felt... Well, like he describes like going up to this club when he was like 22 and everything was going down a little bit and getting turned away, and he was at like a crossroads, and he said, "I will never let that ever happen to me ever again."
Shit. But you got a question: what's he in it for? Is he like wanting to do it just so that people recognise him, or is he wanting to do it because he's like doing his passion and he loves acting or whatever it is that he's
doing? He talks about he wanted to become. At first, he loved his music. That's how he got big. Mm. You know, he talks about blowing all like millions of dollars in like a year, becoming bankrupt, the IRS coming after him. And he said, one of his friends go, "What's your goal?" And he talks about get loads of money, blah, blah, blah. He names like five of these materialistic goals. And he goes, "No, tell me your goal. What's actually your goal?" He's like, "Fuck." And he goes, "I want to be the biggest movie star in the world." And then 15 years later. Well,
and the thing is being famous is a byproduct of that. So if he is like, if he's irrelevant, then he's clearly not the biggest movie star in the world. Whereas if he's really relevant, then in theory, he's achieved or achieve in his goal. So I wouldn't say like wanting to be famous is necessarily a bad thing to want, so long as you're wanting it as like a byproduct or something. I like, you probably want to be really famous because that would mean that your TikToks are banging, like more people are seeing them. Do you know what I mean?
I think if you focus on fame and money, you won't get it.
Yeah.
Like, because I think if you focus on like, in the beginning, right, that's all I was focusing on. I just wanted to, like, I wanted people to recognise me. Like, it's just one of those things that most people want it, right? But I was just producing so much shit because I was like, I need it. But the second I started focusing on creating quality stuff that people want to see, that's when people start getting attracted to it, because it's not about getting the money or the fame or whatever. Like, it's just about creating... supplying what people demand, and like, whether that's OnlyFans, whether it's, you know, anything.
You do OnlyFans?
No, I don't do OnlyFans.
Sure, would you?
I wouldn't do OnlyFans. What, get my cock out?
No one said
that. Would you do OnlyFans?
I don't think so.
I think you would.
What?
I feel like if anyone was to round this table, it would be you.
I think if someone goes to you, look, you're going to get paid $500,000 a month. And you just got to get your cock out.
Well, so, when have I done things for money?
Yeah, but for $500,000, I mean, there's money and then there's money. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but for me, I'd be like, oh.
No, you have been. You've been. No, you haven't. But anyway, you're not now. But I remember there was a point which you've talked about where you said, "I have to do this for money."
Okay, I did brand deals. So doing a few brand deals and actual getting my knob out. Yeah. Loving it on the internet for everyone's nan to see.
Yeah, but at the same time, is there something wrong with doing something for money?
No one said it's wrong, but getting your knob out. Getting your actual knob out, bruv. Do it now.
Yeah, but he's not getting paid for it.
Would you go out with a female if she was OnlyFans? If your girlfriend now, so your current girlfriends, all of you.
Not a chance.
What, you'd be like your mum, you're going?
Yeah, easy. Straight away, mate. Well...
I think it's
fair. If you ask the same question, like, would you be cool with your girlfriend sending news to another guy? Like, regardless if it's for money, like,
yeah, I understand. I completely respect what everyone does in OnlyFans.
Good to 100%.
Them. But I wouldn't. I would. I don't know whether that's me being a beta male, but I wouldn't feel comfortable with my girlfriend sending all these news, because I think that's a very private thing between like a couple. It's like that is an intimate thing that only you two should share.
But I hate it when people like they'll judge you for that. They'll be like, "Oh, you're an insecure beta." Do you know what I mean? Because like, you set the boundaries at the beginning of the relationship. Do you know what I mean?
Obviously, you said about the thing of like, we're not designed to be monogamous, and that's made up, and we should all be fucking each other. But that kind of contradicts that.
It does, yeah, but. That's not to say I don't believe in the monogamy. I don't think... Yeah. I think it's a social construct that's been made. Mm. I like it, but I don't think it's natural. Mm. I think humans are made to, you know, reproduce.
Yeah.
And I think it's well normal to, like, not want the idea of, like, hundreds of boys knocking one out over your business. Do you know what I mean? And, like, there's not, like,
and
some
also vice
power
versa,
thing.
By the way.
But also... The people that do, because I know couples do, like, fair play to them. Like, that's what they want to do.
You put hats off them, isn't it?
Yeah, like, it's all about what you set your boundaries as in the beginning of the relationship, I think.
Yeah, I think if you're comfortable with it, go ahead.
Because, I mean, there's swingers, isn't there?
Yep.
Yeah.
The way the internet, like, you know, geezers will literally want to watch their missus get shagged by another geezer and get off to it.
Then it's the argument of, like, is it an insecurity ego thing, or what is it like?
I was having a conversation with someone about these swinger clubs recently.
Was it your girlfriend?
No, actually, it was one of the boys. And we were like, if obviously swinger clubs, you go as a couple, right, or as a married couple. But surely you could go, say you and your mate, or you and your friend who's a girl.
Oh, you could pretend.
You could just pretend.
Yeah.
And just go for shags.
Don't give him ideas.
No, so yeah, you don't have to be. You just turn up with a girl. So there's a boy and a girl. They don't have to be going out with.
So I thought the whole point of a swingers thing is that you have to be in a relationship.
Oh, yeah, I thought you had.
Yeah,
to
but
be
how
like
can
married.
They verify that?
Yeah, that's
my
point.
That's my point. Like, but surely you could just go, and it's the easiest way to get laid.
Yeah, well,
how do you just get involved in one?
How do you
things?
Find them? Isn't there one that's getting? There was in the news recently. There's one that's getting shut down. Because of the government, are like
news channels you follow.
Trust me, it's like in Birmingham or somewhere like that. I don't know. But yeah, there's one getting shut down. It's in the news because of like rental and stuff.
It's interesting because obviously in Germany there's that club where the bottom deck is for pissing and shitting everywhere.
Berghain.
Is that what it is? Berghain, right? And people just shagging in the club.
Yeah.
And all that. And it's just interesting that, you know, other people's cultures and whatnot. Like, we went to Amsterdam and that made me feel utterly uncomfortable, even though you thought that I'd be in my element, seeing all these women, like, throwing themselves at, you know, wanting to sell themselves. That made me feel like I hated it.
Yeah.
Now you. Have you ever wanted to watch a show that isn't available in your country? Right? Have you ever wanted to be a little bit incognito? Not have your data and what you're doing stored in logs by other companies? Well, our friends, ExpressVPN may be the people for you, right? And we are offering, before anything, 3 months for free of their service. Now, what is so good about ExpressVPN, boys?
Mate, for me, I'm going away next week, mm-hmm. and at the moment, the new Peaky Blinders is out.
Oh,
you can't watch it in France, but you can with ExpressVPN. You can get Beamsley iPlayer all over the world.
I'm the same as Mouth. When I go abroad, I want to watch the sports. So, ExpressVPN, SkyGo. Access to everything.
There you go. Sports. Bods your teapot. And you can use it on so many devices. Like, it's not just your computer. It's not just your cell phone. It's bloody loads of stuff, mate.
Mate, the best thing about it, by the way,
what?
Is it's safe and secure. So, mate, they don't track what you Google. It's perfect for you.
It's perfect for me?
Yeah.
I think it's perfect for you.
Well, it is.
Well, if it's perfect for you, claim this offer right now. Go to expressvpn.com/waffling. Right, to get 3 months for free. Free sizzle, right? ExpressVPN.com/waffling. Back on with the show. Biatches.
Yeah. But then there's also the conversation of like, what would you consider cheating? Because I feel like every relationship has different ideas of cheating as well. Some people are like, you flirt, you're cheating, you're out. Do you know what I mean? But other people, like, it's all different with different relationships.
What do you think?
I wouldn't say, well, I don't know, actually. I think if you're going out flirting and entertaining someone else, I'd say that, I mean, it's being unloyal, isn't it?
Unfaithful. What if they're doing it for free drinks?
See, this is the debate, isn't it? Like, it depends on the relationship.
Then do we just respect the hustle?
Yeah, like what?
And they bring you back a drink as well.
But do you know what I mean? Like,
It's funny. Everything like this is subjective because, like, for some people, I don't give a toss. For others, they could go, oh, the mentality that you're, for whatever reason, entertained in another geezer, why are you doing that? That doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah.
That doesn't attract me. That's not what I want in my woman.
Also, in couples, people always have, like, there's in a lot of cases, there's, like, one rule for them, one rule for another.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Where, and that's probably based off the premise that you really trust yourself and you know what your intentions are the whole time. So, like, if you were sitting with a girl at a club and you're in, like, a serious relationship and you were just talking and you knew that it was just completely, like...
innocent.
Like, yeah, there was nothing in it. But, like, if the roles were reversed and you had heard your girlfriend was sitting with a boy all night, like, talking to someone, you'd probably be a bit livid.
I wouldn't be livid.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, you'd be like, oh, if you find out that, oh, there's a reason behind it, oh, bless.
Yeah, but if there was no reason, they were just, I don't know, just chatting. Like,
no, I get what you're saying.
Like, chatting to people in, like, bars and whatnot.
Yeah, funny one.
But that's the whole jealousy thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, well...
It's all about trust in the relationship.
Yeah, because often, like, people trust their partner, they just don't trust the other people in the surroundings, like, in the club, or whatever.
Is that just like a get out of jail free card for being like a jealous person?
That's the thing.
I do think though, like, girls get hit on way more than boys get hit on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It kills.
Don't know where I'm going with that.
Oh,
but like,
Are you saying maybe from our perspective, like we're naturally more inclined to be worried?
I think we all. I think most boys know what some boys are like as well.
Yeah. You're right.
Like
yeah.
Some boys won't even care if they if the girl goes, "I'm sorry, I've got a boyfriend." Yeah. Say they're just chatting, whatever. But some boys will be like, "So."
Yeah. Literally.
And in clubs, mate, some boys are fucking persistent. They'll just grab the girl.
Dodgy. Even in the gym, bro. You see dodgy geezers in the gym, like. I've seen complaints be made and there'd be fights kicking off, literally, like where the geezer's like, "Oh, I'm not fucking looking at you," but you blatantly are.
Yeah.
And like then he's fucking laying into the girl saying, "Oh, you fucking scared, this, that, and the other."
Horrible.
Oh, mate, it's dodgy. Geezers are dodgy.
Yeah, literally. Well, I mean, my girlfriend's had it all the time. Like, she's complained multiple times. Like, she literally took a picture of this guy filming her doing her workout
in the gym.
Yeah. Some dodgy fucking nonce.
Did they go for it?
The fucking management didn't do anything, no.
Yeah, no, they sort of covered their backs.
Yeah, literally.
That's so bad.
How do you have the audacity to sit there and actually like...
Oh, I don't understand. I don't get, like, you know when this happens, like, these blokes do this. I don't understand how you can go from being a 12-year-old kid at primary school or whatever to that.
Yeah.
Well, I think I don't get it. We were speaking about with the porn, that enables a lot. Like,
yeah, exactly.
If you're going home every night and watching certain dodgy shit... Certain stuff just becomes like you're desensitized and you're just like, yeah, that's, you know, you just think, you think certain stuff's fucking okay. And that's why, just refrain from that shit.
Yeah.
Not because I used to do that.
No one said you did, mate. No one said you did. Going back on the getting famous thing, I saw recently Logan Paul.
Yes.
Has, I'd say, probably completed one of your personal dreams.
He's in a WWE game.
He is in a downloadable content for WWE 2K22.
There's a manager in this YouTube world that approached me. Oh, I could probably say this. Basically approached me and said, "Oh yeah, we're having a lunch with WWE and we want to put your name forward to having a wrestling match at the O2 when the WWE come, and you'd have to go over to Florida and train for 3 weeks. And do it.
Sure.
I said yeah, but I haven't heard back yet, but we'll see.
That would have been sick.
Surely your goal in life was to be in WWE.
Oh yeah. The only thing is like I know people say, "Oh yeah, it's fake and all that bollocks," but you get fucking hurt.
Even
when we do those videos in public, like we're wearing padding and all this shit and all that, but you're taking impact.
100%.
I swear I read, or I can see it, like Logan Paul I think will end up being in like the Royal Rumble or something
like that. He's at WrestleMania. Yeah. Him and he's at
and Machine Gun Kelly.
Is he fighting as well?
I think he's in it.
Mate, that all happened because you stepped in a ring.
It actually did.
That is WWE now involved.
Do you think Logan Paul's trajectory, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Is it essentially The Rock? Is he on that path to being
surely, when he goes WWE, like when he's 40,
he is going to be Rock level.
Yeah, surely. If he keeps going, 100%. Because I think all like the fans that are currently young, when they're all adults and the new kids, so it's basically the whole spectrum of ages know you on that level. You've conquered. Like when The Rock was, say, like 27 or whatever Logan is, he was only really known by that younger audience older ones probably weren't as sure. But yeah, exactly. You just kind of got to keep with it. And, you know, the number one thing that I remember when I fucking interviewed that guy, right? He was so sound.
Who's this, The Rock? Normal,
The Rock. Oh, yeah. Like we were saying with Drake, so normal, but he said, it's so important to evolve. That is what, he said, that's the secret of his success, right? Because he didn't just go, right, this is working, let me just stick with it, because he always was adding strings to his bow, and that's what I think Logan sees as well. I think that's what a lot of creators see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why you get involved with not just making videos, but doing other things on social media, other types of events, the boxing, the, you know, music. You add all those different strings to your bow, and next thing you know, you're conquering and smashing.
Well, you've done that over the last few years. You've definitely evolved into different aspects. You were at crossroads a couple of years ago, not knowing what you want to do.
Mm.
I found myself in the last year or two, not sort of in between things, not knowing what to do. What about you? Are you very much?
I think
got your plans ahead of you.
Yeah. Do you have a 5-year plan or anything?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the main goal is to work TV, make something proper, like produce. Like TikTok's a great stepping stone to other things.
Well, look at Cole, for example.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
He got a TV thing?
Well, yeah, he was in Afterlife.
For about five seconds.
I used to watch his Twitter videos. he'd do the overdubbing of like...
Yeah, that's how he got the role, yeah. Ricky Gervais retweeted a bunch of his stuff.
Yeah.
And he just got chatting with him and
didn't he just mess him and be like, "Can I be in Afterlife?" Yeah. And he was like, "Yeah, all right."
Yeah.
Sick.
So you want to be on TV? Do you want to be producing your own stuff, or do you want to be in stuff?
Yeah, I want to write create and like star in my own thing. Like I want something properly produced. Like TikTok, you're a bit limited, aren't you, to 60 seconds. Like how much can you do? Like you can't character develop. Like it's just the same thing over and over again. And the problem is to grow on it, you just have to keep rinsing the same shit. And I don't like doing it, but it's just inevitable, really, to grow. You've got to just keep doing the same shit.
Well, I remember when you came on the Pitchside live stream and you talked about, because you hadn't released all these new characters you'd done recently, and you talked about, we asked you, like, what's your plans? Like, do you have any more characters coming out? And obviously, since then, you have released those characters. Mm. It's good that you're switched on and you know what you're doing.
I mean, I've got about 50 characters in the locker. I'm just waiting to... I don't want to release everything at once because I'd just die out. Yeah, but I also don't want to rinse every character till it ruins its name, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's good that you're like versatile with it as well. You know, did you go to drama school or anything like that, or is it just a natural talent?
I did go to drama school, yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was not like a proper school. It was just like doing like theatre shows and that.
How old are you?
21.
Okay.
So yeah, because one thing I noticed, like the second I saw your first TikTok, was this geezer can act. So it's not just, like, there's a lot of people that do like this B-tech acting that's just not believable and it's quite cringe. What are you doing? So basically, I was just like, mate, you and that Cole guy, it's like you're cut from the same cloth, like in terms of how you perform.
Well, this is our plan. We want to do stuff together as well. Right. Like, you know, you've got Chunks and Philly.
Yeah.
Ant and Deck.
Like, me and Cole vibe so well off each other. Like, we feed off each other's energy. We're very similar. So I think both of us doing a little duo as well on something. But I don't want to keep doing the same 60-second sketches. Yeah. I want to really broaden my horizons.
Yeah, sick.
TV, presenting stuff, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, are you, like, into film, i.e. like, the cameras and all of that side of it?
Oh, mate, I love it.
Yeah,
I love
sick.
It. It's like, I feel in my element. Mm. And I'm not allowed to talk about it because I signed an NDA, but I did this little TV thing, and I just felt so in my element being in front of the cameras. Like, I didn't feel nervous. I just being in it, I just felt, oh, this feels right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, mate, totally. That's fucking cool. Because obviously, like, I remember obviously when you started YouTube, it wasn't naturally like that wasn't a natural thing to you, and obviously seeing how you've, you know, blossomed, and even Luke fucking hell, like didn't want to be on camera, you know, and
he refused to be on camera,
it's fucking cool, isn't it? You know, seeing people do
well, because there's also a lot to come with it, is it? It's not just like, you know, it's all the like subsequent stuff that comes with being on camera and like
the judgment and all of that shit. Yeah. What about when you're not in control of the production, i.e. like for me, I'm fucking so controlling. Obviously, see me like setting up and doing all this shit and I'm just like, I was so like, I want to be in control and I make my best shit when I'm, doing that. That when I've like done TV stuff and it's other people doing it and there's another director telling me what to do, I'm like, and I don't agree with what he's saying and all that. And I almost feel like I'm not being myself, you know.
Yeah,
it's not getting the best out of me.
Well, this is exactly it, mate. Like, because obviously my girlfriend filmed near enough everything for a long time, but I'm honestly such a perfectionist when it comes to my content. Like, I'm like, oh, I want it done this way, and it almost seems a bit brutal. Like, someone gives me a suggestion, I'm like, no.
Yeah, mate.
But and then
in a nutshell,
tell him to shut the fuck
up. I'll never.
So now I've got someone that does it full time because I don't.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Films full time.
Well, even when you're wanting to play a girl, well, because she's the
apart
girl
from
voice.
That, I'll get her to do it. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you had someone doing it full time.
Yeah, because I did feel bad. Like, I don't want to ruin relationships because I'm like, do it this way.
So do you ever get in disagreements? Because like, I'm not going to lie, whether I'm like, I used to have my mum film, like Luke film, like everyone, I'd end up, because I, like you say, so perfectionist, I end up being a cunt.
Accidentally,
because I'm so like wanting to reach a certain level with it.
Like,
people wouldn't want to fucking
film
with me.
But this is the thing, honestly.
Like, just tell me to fuck off.
Sometimes I don't even realise, like, I'll ask my mates to do it who have never done acting in their life, and they'll say a line and I'll be like, well, that was fucking shit to do that again. And they'll keep doing it the same way and I'm like, you're not meant to do that on the end. It doesn't sound real. And they're like, well, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, but it's difficult. I think as well, like you said, when I'm doing stuff that other people are telling me to do, it just doesn't feel right. Mm. Like, if I'm put in like a comedy series that like someone else has written and they've given me this character and they don't let me put my own spin on it, I just don't think it would work.
I think that's the sign of a bad director or a bad producer.
But when they get controlling,
and you know how they can be, like, can be, this is my project.
If you look at it from the side of, say, like, how, say, for example, how we are mentally with the project with our vision, if you've got a director that's also like that about his vision,
but
and you've got people that, you know what I mean?
I get that, stubborn in their way. Also, at the same time, I think if you're producing, say, a show, for example, the person playing that character should also have a say in what that character is going to be saying, because they, when you're acting, you become that character, don't you?
Because that's the whole idea of casting as well.
Do we need to re-roll that camera? Sorry to just interrupt. My driller, right? We have a bloody good message here from our friends at Noom, right? Those of you that are like, I want to get my brain in motivated, inspired condition, ready to cut some weight, ready to get in shape and be healthier, right? Noom have created a psychological-based approach, right? That isn't restrictive, it's nourishing. Right, it gets you in the right place mentally to operate in the way that you want to cut fat and get healthy. Mouth,
mate, you know me, my diet, let's face it, hasn't been the best.
But it's been rubbish.
Yeah, literally, but since starting to use Noom, I don't feel restricted, because that was one thing I always sucked at. You know, I got onto these weird diets.
What did you suck?
I got onto these weird diets, and it just wasn't working for me. I'd always just resort back to my normal ways, whereas this, I found it's working for me.
Well, because here's the thing, right? How many of these things have you started and never actually completed? Yeah. The good thing about Noom is that 80% of the users complete the program. I mean,
it's about changing habits, isn't it?
Unbelievable. Now, to get going for you, right? Start your trial now at noom.com/wafflin, right? That is noom.com/wafflin. Get going. You won't regret it. Back on with the show, Manizzle.
No, because that's the whole idea of casting, isn't it?
Like,
you cast the right individual to bring their own sort of spin to, like, maybe a character that you've got created in your head. But
imagine, have you ever watched The American Office?
Yeah. No.
You've never seen
mate,
it?
I've been, me and Jodie have been obsessed with it.
Yeah, literally. But the cast is so perfect.
Yeah.
But imagine it was a different cast. It like could have ruined the whole thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Like the characters made the show. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's interesting as well. Almost working with brands, like the controlling aspect, because I've done a brand deal once where it was like to do with fighting, like the UFC, and I literally did my like almost quite piss take sort of like
brand deal. You always do.
Yeah, like you don't want to, like when Nico or Milana does it, he fucking takes a piss, but it's more entertaining, it's more engaging.
Yeah.
They literally like fucking had a go at me and like were like, this is fucking no, this is not good, like this we're pulling out. And it was like, mate, if I would just sit there and be all like hyper as though like I'm a fucking UFC expert when I'm not, I don't know fucking like I don't know a lot about it at all. But they were just so like, no, it has to be a certain way. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like when there's a transaction, when there's money taking hands, these companies almost feel like they know best, but they're hiring you for a reason. There's a reason why you have your audience.
Yeah.
It's these corporate companies that have like boomers in charge and they don't understand how influence.
They have no idea.
Works.
They have no idea. There's some person at the company that said, you should do this.
But they don't realise that it'll fuck up the views and they're going to get nowhere near the return they're going
to
get.
I've had a company once like try to tell me that you have to use this as the thumbnail and this as the title.
Oh, shit.
I said, I'm not being like, two people said yes. I was like, it's not happening. Like, this is, it was just so shit they were trying to make me do. I was like, it's not happening.
Another thing is like the hashtags. Like, you'll do like a movie premiere and it's like, hashtag your mum, hashtag go to a sandwich, hashtag can't wait to load. It's like, mate, like, no one puts that in their organic shit. So, why are you putting that? It's like they all follow like some business course for social media.
That's what
it's
not
realistic.
That's what it is. You've got to remember, a lot of the people, if you go to like uni, you studying social media and like PR and stuff at uni is so different to actually living in it. Mm. Like that, obviously, we've grown up learning on the job, so to speak, and you learn arguably so much more. I remember going to a talk, got invited to a talk like 4 years ago, and I started saying all this stuff.
Yeah.
And to me, it was so basic.
But they were like,
they were like,
writing it all down.
Frantically writing it down. And afterwards, I said to the guys with, I was like, what is wrong with these people? Like, how do they not know? I was saying the most basic shit. I felt stupid saying the stuff I was saying.
Yeah, no, it is nuts. Like that generation, it's like, I do not understand it at all. It's like, you get to a certain age and you just stop being able to comprehend like new things, new ways of thinking.
Some companies are really petty as well. Like if you accidentally do like a different brand deal or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, you get fucking, yeah.
Yeah, like there's a lot of like petty people
get
in the industry.
With no explanation.
Yeah. Also, a lot of these brands are really taking the piss out of influencers, young TikTok influencers.
Yeah, 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 100%.
I found out how much some of these people charge. And the thing is, the problem is when they charge so little for a post, they won't go to the other influencers because they're like, I can pay this much and get this many views, so it fucks it for everyone.
No, yeah.
But the problem with these guys, they don't know what they should be charging. They don't know the value, they don't know the worth.
They see, like, even not getting paid, but just a free few items of clothing as payment.
For them, it's a lot of money. Like, yeah, do you know what I mean? There'll be an 18-year-old kid and, like, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, that's perfect. But you can be charging 15 times that.
Yeah, mate, and totally. And it brings everyone's
down. Is your, the whole market,
is your, if you don't mind me asking, your main income brand deals or TikTok? Because TikTok don't pay, do they?
Nah, their creator fund is fucking garbage.
Like, how does it work? Like,
brand deals, mate. Yeah. Yeah. And I'll be on, like, contracts every month.
Yeah, because you do Twitch as well, right?
Twitch, yeah.
And is that because I've never entertained
Twitch? It's a weird one. I had some Dubai kid donate 5K.
What?
$5,000.
I think I've heard about this guy.
What? Yeah.
He just does it for everyone.
Is he the guy?
Yeah. Let's get on fucking Twitch, boys.
I've heard about
it. Yeah. He did it to Miniman, right?
Yeah, I know the guy you're talking about. He would just come in and just drop peas.
Yeah, just drop peas. I don't know what he does, who he is. He won't say. But yeah.
It's the prince, mate. It's the prince's kid.
Yeah, probably. I haven't got a clue.
I'm guessing that, like, this is your, like, main source of income.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You don't have a job or anything,
no,
so to speak.
No, full time, yeah.
When did you, what was, like, your moment that you was like, I'm going to go for this and do it full time?
Yeah, did you have a job before?
Yeah, I did marketing before, but then I got the liver failure. And
sorry, I shouldn't laugh, but it's just so random. Wait, is that, like, that could have been life-threatening.
Oh, it was life-threatening. Shit, mate. Yeah, it was fun. I went yellow, full yellow.
Well, like, you're proper Simpson.
Yeah, proper Jack Simpson.
Jones.
Yeah.
Have you got any photos?
I'll show you. Some photos.
Whip them up.
I'll whip these.
How did this just occur?
It was some gym supplement. Oh, mate, it was
supplement.
Yeah, it's a gym supplement. It was fucked.
Illegal,
mate.
Supplement.
It was bleach. I was taking bleach for 6 weeks. It was fucked.
I think I saw Jackmate.
Yeah, this Jackmate. Say, yeah.
He said it on Jackmate.
Was this illegal?
No, it was legal, but they marketed it. It was marketed as like a pre-workout supplement, but it wasn't. It was bleach.
How did you not die?
I was very close. And the thing is, like, when I went to the doctors, I was, like, shaking and shit, like mental. And he was like, it feels like you've got a withdrawal from a drug. And I was like, well, I don't take drugs. So he's like, nah, you'll be all right, mate. I was like, all right,
but
then.
But just sent you off.
I'm yellow, mate. But, and then I went to A&E and I was like, I am fucking yellow. There's something wrong with me. And they were like, oh, yeah, your liver's fucked.
Shit me. That's
Wait, how long
I
were you
like...
in hospital for?
Oh, I was literally every day for like a year.
Oh, what the mate, fuck?
Yeah, it's crazy. So, like, I couldn't work. And then after that, I was like, it was lockdown straight after that. So I wasn't out for a whole year. Then we went straight into a lockdown. And I wasn't out for like 2-3 years. So I was like, oh, mate, I might as well just try and get into, like, the influencer game. Because
that all kicked it off.
Yeah.
It
was lucky. Like,
everything happens for
a
reason.
I'm so blessed that it happened. Like, do you know what I mean?
Shit the bed. That's mental. So, yeah, those supplements, right, when you're buying them online, say that they're one thing, but, mate, there's so many different cases of it being
read the
all
small
sorts.
Print as well, because we looked back on the website and we saw a do not consume. So they're covered.
Well,
like,
why are they selling it then?
It said do not consume.
So they're selling it as like it's such a weird thing. They're selling it like they're meant to sell it as like a lab thing.
It's experimental only.
Yeah.
So do not. It's not like
right,
a real thing.
But you don't sign anything. And they promoted it as like a pre-workout type thing.
So why did you go for that and not just like something?
Because it was cheap. I was stingy. Yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
That's the thing. Is your health.
Is important.
That's what I say. Yeah. If you're going to spend money, you should spend it on your health.
100%.
There you go, Malfoy.
Yeah.
And your sandwiches.
Have you got those photos?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. I've got no internet, but... Oh, here we go. Oh, it just came up, but...
That's all right. I just opened the page to a random section of the Bible again.
Okay, so we've got the Bible. Those that are new to the channel. Malfoy got me a present for Christmas, and it's called How to Get a Girl... No, the Girlfriend... The Ultimate Guide to Get a Girlfriend... thus far, it's been a bit shit, but today we may have some great new epiphanies.
And actually, it's weird. I keep opening up random pages and they always somehow relate to the episode.
Go on then, Malf.
I had a friend who was part of a church choir.
And he had liver failure.
He was their drummer.
Yeah.
When he plays on Sunday, a camera zooms in on him for the very large congregation to see. on our way home after church service, we meet loads of girls who just say hi to him just because they saw him on the screen.
Right, okay.
So many girls want his attention that he treats them like diapers. He goes for one and then a different one every new month.
Yeah.
When girls go into relationships, they are thinking about long term, even the ones that say to you, let's just have fun and see what happens. Later, emotions will get involved. Basically, he's saying if you're on this TV screen, you're going to get girls.
Right.
Mm. Is that true?
Okay, so this is an interesting thing. Why, before you're famous, for some people...
Not you, though.
I didn't say for me. For some people, you may get no attention. The second you're famous, you get loads of attention.
Why you were a virgin before YouTube.
Why is that?
I have a feeling, right? It's about that whole caveman type
thing. Yes, talk
like,
to me.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, girls, like... Evolutionary wise, like back in the caveman times, they look for the big, strong alpha male.
Yeah, they do.
But now, being a TV personality, being an influencer, having that, that's the new power. Yeah. Like, it's not being big and strong, it's about having money and power. Do you know what I mean? And it's an attractive trait, right?
Right. It's, yeah. It's
and like, also, it's like when you've got so much attention, like, it's almost like a competition. Like, because you're getting so many people after you, it's like, oh, I want to try. It's like a challenge.
I want to be the one that, like, this person, Theo's got so many people throwing themselves at him. I want to be the one that he chooses because that almost validates me as being better than the others. It makes me feel less insecure about myself.
Right. Yeah, I got so many people
throwing them. It's like our females, right? There's a reason why we like big bundas. Our big bundalingas, right? It suggests fertility. We like an hourglass figure because it means they are good at bearing children, so they'll be good at carrying children. Like big breasts, don't know. But there's basically there's a reason for all of it, right? Yeah. There's a reason for all of it why subconsciously we love that. Because I often think like, oh, it's literally just flesh. Like, why do I want to fucking snog it? But do you know what I mean? Like, what?
Well, you don't just think it's like a basic law of attraction, i.e., like that looks good. Like, because not.
Why do we think
some
good?
people? Yeah, like
I've always thought this as well. Like, when you become more attractive. Doesn't like your attraction to other people like match your attractive level?
I reckon.
Like, because I always see. Like, I don't. This sounds well.
I know what you're gonna say. I know what you're gonna say.
It sounds well bad, but you know when you see like some proper fucking Lingers. Troglodyte.
Oh no, troglodyte.
Like bottom of the barrel, grim. But they're with also another troglodyte.
Yeah.
Two fucking ogres.
Yeah.
But do they find each other attractive?
Yeah.
This is what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
I reckon so.
Yeah, no,
but is it that they find them attractive, or is it that that's all they can get?
Or they, yeah, I think there's an element where they surely see, but not. I might be one of them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Where maybe we see past,
exactly.
Just physical, and it's actually, and is that in reality what you are attracted to? What's more than just the physical?
But also, what makes something attractive? Like, because I swear, back in the day. Like, well, even like a few hundred years ago, if you were larger, like everyone thought that was the
that shows peak. Your it shows you're rich. If you're larger, it shows you're rich because you can afford food.
But it's the thing, yeah, it's
and
like,
pale,
yeah. Like, and if you had bacon and shit, you'd be up there.
Yeah. So what you like, I think, is often impacted by what you're told to like.
Do you reckon?
So
that's what it is.
What we're influenced to be, what we see. In society, be them saying that is good,
like Kim Kardashian,
that affects what we think is good. Like, why do randomly now do? Is it a good idea to get lip filler? This hasn't been for the past 70 million years. It's not been a good idea, but now it is. Now I really want that. Now it's going to make me look cooler. Why?
But it's always goes. It always goes through phases, right? Like thin eyebrows, like 10 years ago or 20 years ago were the biggest thing, but now everyone wants big, bushy eyebrows.
Yeah.
It's like fashion.
It's weird. What you like, what you want, has a connotation of what is relevant and what may get you popularity.
Right.
Things like that. I think it's got to be something
like
that.
Well, same for boys, do you remember?
Rather than being what you truly want.
Remember at school, everyone's haircut was the Justin Bieber. The Justin Bieber, you know.
And then there's actually had that little mohawk as well.
Yeah, so did you.
Yeah. You had the David Beckham haircut, surely you had that.
Yeah, with the little slit there.
I did a little red mohawk.
Yeah.
Red?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Well, Bex did it, didn't he?
Yeah. No, see, that's an interesting concept, though. Like, what do we truly like? What really actually gets us going, and what have we been conditioned to like?
Mm.
But I do think whoever you go for, like, at the end of the day, in like 20 years, they're going to be, I mean, old and butters. Mm. So, like, you got to go for the
you still
the
find
inside.
Them attractive, though, yeah. And attraction grows. Like, I've definitely noticed it.
Oh, what?
Every day.
Not like Mrs. Effect.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying every day there's something. You find out something little, something extra, and your attraction just keeps going. And somehow you think, oh, how can I love this person more than I already do? And next day you love her even more.
But I always see this stuff about the ick as well.
The ick,
the
yes.
ick, that's a big thing. I see that everywhere. Mm-hmm. But is it like a thing where people just are actually suddenly turned off by their partner?
Is it bigger for girls than boys?
Yeah, it's quite scary.
I've heard of the ick. Like, the ick is terrifying.
Like, they'll be like, if you're running around with your backpack, you're gone, mate.
Yeah.
Like, I see so many all the time.
I think running around with your backpack.
Yeah, no, it's little things like that. Like,
or like running after a ping pong ball. Like that's you.
I saw one on TikTok. I saw one on TikTok. She was like, "I didn't know what the ick was until I saw my boyfriend in the bath."
Yeah, it's like weird
little
shit.
Things like that.
Okay, so this right, so the full on ick where it's like, right, I'm completely turned off this individual. Surely there's that action that you think has caused it is just that's the tipping point. Whereas really, there's been stuff happening subconsciously that's been equating. Where you've ultimately come to this realization where actually this person doesn't quite do it for me. Surely it can't just be one action that boom, now I'm turned off them. Surely not.
That's what we'd like to think, right?
Yeah, Mal.
But you never know.
You never know.
Have you ever had the ick? Any of you?
Yep.
Have you?
I think, yeah. Of course, mate.
You have that realization where it's like, oh, fuck, this isn't for me. I don't know if that's my bipolar. No, not recently. But it's like, I don't know, because I have extreme like mood swings and I have extreme like mood swings, so I don't know if like 1 minute, okay, maybe it's just I'm just low on sugar, or just or something like that, or if I'm just like, oh yeah, this ain't for me. That's why I have to allow time. I can't be impulsive with how I feel.
That whole low on sugar thing, like over the last like month or two, I've really noticed like
fucks you,
you know, and the hangry. I never thought I don't get hangry.
Mate, if your body is not nutritionalized,
I'm like a different person.
Nah, bitch.
I get proper like if I'm not eating, I'm a.
You've really angry man.
We had a friend that got the ick once.
Yeah.
I remember when...
I don't know, did we?
Bleep this on.
With who?
He went on a date with someone. I'm going back to when we were in school. Mm. And they were walking through the Salts, our local recce. And she, like, fell down the hill. And he said it like he just felt so embarrassed for her. And like, who fell down the hill? Bleep this again, Tom.
Oh, she's a bit of a... No, he's clumsy. If anyone's had any mental icks, like, let us know, because like we want to know. And the most upvoted one, don't know, he'll give you a kiss.
I do think that, though, like, there'd be so many embarrassing scenarios. Like, I fully feel like if I got hit, like, this is quite dark, but if I got hit by a car and it wasn't, like, deadly, I'd be like, this is well awkward. Like, do you know what I mean? Just like laying on the floor and everyone's looking at you. Like, I'd be like, oh, fuck this.
Wait. So you give yourself the ick?
I think, or if I saw like...
So you're
out with your girlfriend, she gets hit by a car.
Oh, fuck that, yeah.
You're like, fuck.
Wait, what you were saying, like, you get hit by the car and you're laying there all demented and stuff and you go, oh, fuck, this is awkward.
Yeah, everyone's that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Everyone's staring at me.
Wouldn't that be awkward, though?
You're just sitting there with...
That would be awkward, though. That would be awkward. Honestly, that's the first thing I'd think about.
I'd be like, fuck, my leg's pointing back.
I don't think I'd honestly think about everyone walking past, like, look at this knobhead.
Social anxiety.
Yeah, honestly.
Do you feel like social, like, I don't know, the impact of others' opinions?
No, but I'm just so, I'm very socially awkward, I think.
Do you think you could do stand-up comedy then? Because I think you'd be good at that.
That's different, though. Like, I'd be playing like a character. I'd be out of my element. When it's normal or like, people I don't know around me, I just like, even when I'm walking, I can just feel like people almost looking at me and I'll start tripping over myself, just fucking, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just feel like everything I do is just gonna be awkward.
No.
And it will just play on my mind. Do you ever get it when like something well embarrassing happens and you just can't stop thinking about it? Even if it's from 5 years ago.
Oh, mate, start going all red.
I go all red by myself.
Yeah, I'll be laying in bed just like, why did I do that?
Most embarrassing moment that comes to mind?
I shat on the floor, shat on the wall when I went clubbing.
These TikTokers are shitting.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
Like, oh, I hate just TikTokers
as well.
Oh, shit.
That was his most embarrassing moment. Yeah. Was it? Shat on the floor.
Was it you in a club?
Yeah, it was down by, you know, like the pavilion.
Shoosh.
No, it was, so we got dropped. This is like one of my first times going out clubbing. I got a video of this if you want to see it as well. So I thought it was going to be a solid one. So there was these bins. There was these bins and my mate. There wasn't a toilet. This is the thing.
In a club.
So it wasn't in a club. We got dropped off to go clubbing.
But why
did
you just go into a club?
It wasn't close enough. Either way, and it was coming out. Like, whether I had a choice or not, it was coming out. So my mates went for a piss there, and I was like, look, guys, just I'm going to go for a piss, but you guys carry on without me. I'll catch up. Anyway, so I thought it was going to be a solid one. And because there was bins around, I thought, you know, kick it under the bin, get mistaken for a cat shit.
Just shitty fucking roll his log under the bin.
Well, that's the thing. I thought, like, you know, like they what, think it's a dog or a cat or a fox or something.
Hang on. What was... Because I've had a friend in a very similar situation. What was the plan with the whole, like, wiping scenario?
This is the thing. So it was solid, but it was like a cork. It was like one solid... And then the rest was liquid. The rest was history, mate. But so yeah, it was. I didn't have anything to wipe with. But you know, there's that Cheeky Chicken. So I went to Cheeky Chicken and asked for a little wipe in Cheeky Chicken.
Wait.
So you still got
trousers around your ankle or what?
No. They were back up.
And then you went straight.
I stank. I fucking reeked.
And then you went go clubbing off.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Then you went straight into
first
Shush.
Times.
Don't worry, yeah. Shush is a shitto anyway. It's fucking worst club one in yeah. Brighton.
That was embarrassing though.
That is
awful owners as well. Actually, terrible owners.
Yeah, they really are.
They love to beat up people and then just say they lost the security footage.
Yeah, they're knobheads.
Fuck. Yeah, because one of your new characters is Bouncers. I love that one.
And it's based on the Brighton knobheads.
Yeah, no.
I'm probably not going to be let into clubs now.
Why are they such bellends? I'm sorry, but...
They've got such... It's like they must have been bullied during school, right? Because they've got such like a god complex. They do whatever they
get. I think they're above the law, but they're not.
Yeah.
Like they're not.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think we've all seen like a bouncer like batter someone. Like,
mate,
unnecessarily.
I've been on the end of one.
Some of the shit they say, there's racist bouncers in Brighton as well. Yeah. Like some of the shit I've heard them say.
Yeah.
Nah.
So
not good.
Speaking of your characters, then are you like? Is there any more mental ones that you've got coming out that you can reveal?
I've got one. Yeah, I want to film one today if we got time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
New series as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
New series. It's the start of a new series.
Start of a new character kind of thing. I'm not gonna reveal it.
Not gonna reveal anything.
No. Actually, okay. would it be out? Oh yeah, probably.
This is coming out on Sunday.
Next
not this Sunday.
Sunday,
the Sunday after.
Yeah. Well, the plan is I want to do like similar to American Bully, but I want to do the reverse of it. I want to do what Americans think the UK is like.
Okay.
Like, so I want to take the piss out of like the English stereotypes rather than the American stereotypes.
Okay, that's good.
And I've got a plan for it. I think it could be quite
and like
fun.
When you think of that, are you just like laying in bed and it just boom comes to your head? You're like, yes.
I just sit there and just think of ideas, and I've just got a book and I just write idea after idea.
Does it come at you like at like random points in the day, and you're just like, shit. If I don't write this down now, it'll be lost forever.
100%. Yeah.
Same way. So you got some Instagram questions as well, Luke.
We do have a few.
Let's whip them up.
They're more like quickfire. I mean, to be honest, we sort of just touched on one. It was, what is your most embarrassing sexual encounter, though?
Sexual?
If you have any... if you do have any embarrassing moments from the bedroom. I mean, not everyone does.
I don't think I have an embarrassing one.
Me neither.
I snapped my banjo.
Oh, mate, I heard
Yeah, but
that,
I don't think that's embarrassing.
Just standard, really.
Yeah. There's a lot of blood.
Another one, then.
All right, hang on, because you know that it takes time. How did it feel when you started getting famous from your TikToks?
Oh, mate, I loved it.
Do you remember the first time you got recognised?
Yeah, it was mental. It was at Gay Pride. Yeah.
Wait, which year?
I was really low followers, believe it or not. The first time I ever got recognised, I was proper small.
Was this before or after COVID?
It was during. There was like a period where you could go outside, right? And there was like Pride, but it wasn't really on. It was just like people outside and shit. But yeah, someone came up and they just went in my ear. They were like, and I was like, excuse me. And she went, SpongeBob.
Oh yeah.
And I hadn't got a fucking clue because I was like, how is anyone going to recognize me? I had fuck all followers. Yeah. And she was like, yeah, SpongeBob impression. I was like,
is that how you started?
That was just one of my characters back in the day. Yeah. that was a weird experience.
Okay. So, your plan, or what do you want to have achieved by the end of 2022?
2022.
Which is this year, isn't it?
Yeah. It is this year, yep.
I want to try, it's a long shot, but I want to try and release have a mockumentary planned, sitcom planned.
Sick. To go out on TV?
Whether it's TV, whether it's YouTube, whether it's Netflix, whatever. I just want to have that planned, a long form, like... sitcom type thing.
Sick.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a quick, sorry to interrupt the Instagram ones. There's a question going around the globe right now.
Yeah.
Like all the footballers, everyone.
What is
it?
in the Earth,
yeah,
on Earth and space,
in
is there more doors or wheels?
Doors.
Wheel.
Are you sure?
Doors.
Cupboards, doors. Like, think about all the
Yeah, but think about the cupboards that have wheels in them.
Yeah. And that's also four wheels at a time. Yeah, mate.
And
yeah.
Also like,
chairs? There's five wheels on this five chair. One right, door. Yeah. Mate, you think, oh, a car, four wheels, but also four doors.
Right. Five doors.
Five doors. Right. The boot. Does a boot count?
The thing there is 20 wheels in this room and only one door.
How right. many doors are in this freaking building?
Mate, how many chairs are there? Yeah. More doors, more wheels.
No, each chair not has, every chair has wheels, bruv.
In this building, every chair's got five wheels.
I'm a door man, mate.
But do you know what I mean? Like, is there more doors?
Or I reckon there's more doors, son. There's more.
I think you're wrong.
Houses.
Every there's more cars than houses, mate.
No.
Yeah,
think about absolutely. It. Yeah. But then there's four doors on each car.
Four doors on each car.
Yeah, but there's four there's wheels on each car.
Yeah, but no, there's more doors on each car than there are wheels.
Is there?
Yeah there is. Five boot. Boot, boot counts as door, doesn't it? And it
so every
can't
car
get
has
doors.
More yeah, doors.
There's wheels
maybe
inside
right,
the...
Oh, I think it's doors.
There's wheels inside the engine that like the...
No, they're cogs. They're cogs. They're cogs are different
yeah,
to wheels.
Yeah, cogs aren't wheels.
Really?
Yeah.
But then it all adds up. Like, mate, there's fucking 20... There's 25 wheels in this room.
Think about how many people are in wheelchairs.
That's two wheels a pop.
Two wheels a pop. Yeah.
Four? That's not just two wheels. There's two at the front as well, the little one.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, if you balance it.
Yeah, but okay. I mean, look, I don't know. I'd,
what about the steering wheel in a car?
Oh, right. Fucking steering wheel!
That's a shout, yeah.
Okay, what about a steering door? That, I reckon... No, there's no little hidden doors. Like, this isn't a door, is it?
No, that's not a door, mate.
Okay.
I do have one.
Okay, go on.
Final question, which is a waffling question.
Go on, son.
If you found out that your girlfriend was your cousin...
I've literally talked to her about this the other day.
Yeah, what are you doing, lad?
Just to check, just to double check.
You snogging her or what?
If you've been doing shit already...
So you'd shag your cousin?
First cousin.
Yeah, she's your first cousin.
But you just said if she's doing... You've already shagged your cousin.
You have already piped
So why not shag her?
Go on,
but then to be fair, the kid would turn out... Pretty messed up.
So you love your cousin?
No.
Well, you say you don't love your family?
No, I love my...
Would you shag your cousin?
Would you shag your cousin?
No.
He has.
Shag your cousin?
No. Second. How do you believe him?
All right, fine.
Second cousin.
No.
If you
second cousin?
Well, no, it's 50% of somewhere. I saw this the other day. 50% of somewhere in the world is like...
Mate,
second cousin.
I've got 64,000 fourth cousins all over the
earth. I think you're so far removed, the kid would be fine, wouldn't he?
Yeah,
you don't even have
the
same blood.
Right? In your heart, you're shagging your bloodline.
Oh, no, actually, I don't think
Joe,
I'd be able to.
You and your sister were separated at birth, okay? And you go on a night out.
Where's this come from? One of the questions.
you go on a night out.
Yes, lad.
And you start getting with this girl.
Right.
And then you make love to each other and you wake up next day and go, oh, what's your surname? She goes, Weller.
Oh.
And he goes, what's your surname? Weller.
And the thing is...
Who's your dad? Who's your mum? Oh, shit.
He would have pulled her as well because he would have fancied her because she looks like him.
I know. So you've shagged your sister, but you don't know that until after you've shagged her. What do you do?
We move on.
They're not going to go at it again, yes. Are they?
Okay, fine. Okay. What the fuck? Say you've been shagging for a few weeks.
Right.
And you fall in love with her.
Right, okay.
Are you still continuing to shag
your No.
But you've already shagged her.
Yes, I am. Yes,
but you've already shagged your sister multiple times.
Yeah.
So, what? What did you say?
No.
What did you say?
No, I'm saying yes. I'm saying yes. So no, I haven't, though.
You have shagged your sister multiple times.
No. Okay, so you start noshing off something under the table. It turns out it's your dad's knob. What are you doing?
Why did you randomly start noshing something off under the table?
Because you're always fiddling with something, I don't know. Fuck me up. Right, so is that it then? Have we got anything else to say?
It's been a long time, you know.
We're done with the questions.
Phenomenal. Is there anything you'd like to ask the boys? How big our knobs are?
You have talked about knobs quite
mate,
a lot.
Mate, people always... because I just fucking always look at the questions. That's always a question on there from the audience. Like, who's got the biggest knob? It's dodgy.
We did have that idea to, like, make moulds of our knobs and sell dildos.
I think they bang.
I have always wondered, what is, like, a... What? Because micropenis is a thing, right?
Yeah.
What is why are you asking Joe that?
What is the micro penis size?
Yeah, Joe. What is
it? So I believe, I reckon it's got to be under an inch in it.
Under an inch.
It's always those dons.
Even an inch.
It's always those dons.
So it's just skin.
Yeah, it's always those dons in the gym changing room that are just happy to be naked as well.
That is mental, yeah. Oh, I think could never
I've told the story before, yeah. I've told the story before, but I remember when I was on a work experience, I was working at Virgin Active in Brighton.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the changing rooms, and this guy walks past me, like this old gentleman. You know how they always have their knobs out?
Mm.
Always.
you know that. And I was like, oh, fuck, why did I look? And I was like,
you couldn't stop looking.
Mate, there was just balls.
There's no knob.
There was no knob.
Yeah, it's quite common.
Just what? No, mate, there was no knob. Yeah. It was just testicles.
Did you ask him?
No, but I have never been. Bear in mind, I'm year 10. I have never been so shocked in my entire life, and it stayed with me to this day.
Well, so you think about his cock often?
Well, what cock? He didn't have one.
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, how is that a thing? How does he go for a
but
wee?
Can you enlarge it?
How do you go for a wee? He's got no knob. He's only got balls.
Called jelking. Right, so when I was young, I researched how to get your knob bigger. Just like as you do, innit? Like, we've all done that.
Everyone has done that.
Yeah. Well, he's done it. You've done it.
I've never needed to.
When you were younger, when you were at school, everyone researched how to increase
your knob. Exactly. So you all know about jelking.
No, I actually
know. Right, so this is a technique, right, that apparently makes your knob grow because you're basically bursting all of the vessels so they come back almost like...
Sounds healthy, that.
Oh, is it like curling?
It's basically, so...
It's like weightlifting for your knob.
Yeah.
It's like you apply pressure.
Your knob has been through a lot, mate.
So I personally didn't execute because I haven't got foreskin, so I just couldn't. But it's involves applying a lot of pressure, like very tight, and just going down it. Fucking like that.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So basically just like that for a solid like 20 minutes at a time.
Why can't you do that?
Well, I'd have to use lubrication maybe, but I didn't try it because I just was like, nah.
Nah, I couldn't do that anymore. It'd fucking
snap. You'd have to probably keep it up, like, be consistent with it as well. Let us know if you've given it a go.
You'd be surprised how strong it is, to be fair. I see those Shaolin monks like swinging weights with their knob.
Really?
Mm.
Was it part of the training?
Yeah, actually,
it's part of the training.
They'll just clip it to their knob and just swing.
They're not allowed to shag, are they?
Are they not?
I don't think so.
I think monks can shag.
Nah. I swear they're
like, got a wife?
I don't think they can do women. What
men?
At all,
no,
ever.
No. Mate, I imagine if they can't do women, then men would be very frowned upon, probably.
Mad ting, sad ting. Oh, whose camera's just gone then?
My camera's gone.
Anyways, on that note, should we wrap?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for coming on, brother.
Yeah,
it's been emotional.
It's been sick.
Unbelievable. Been anyways, if you did enjoy, please leave a like, rate, and subscribe if you are new. Check our friend Jackie Boy out on his TikTok and across socials. And we'll see you next time. Peace.
Wait, that's the end of the season.
We'll see you in 10 weeks.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Sorry, false alarm.
Not 10 weeks, 6 weeks.
Fucking 6 weeks. Yeah, this is the end of the series. So we did it. We fucking did it.
We survived another one.
And we'll see you in May.
May.
In May, yeah.
The very beginning.
Nice one, boys and girls. Peace.